Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wees.
Now, yeah. I have a question for you. When you have, you know, when you woke up and you've got 500 people that have gone through your bot that night, you know, it's asking you, the way bots work for those people who haven't played around with a bot yet is, you know, it has kind of different scenarios where it will run different questions and then it will take their answers. And if they answer in a certain way, you can set it up to ask a certain other question. You know, it's kind of like basic programming, if then kind of stuff. But there's lots of templates within ManyChat, which ManyChat, for those of you who don't know, is just a really great platform that integrates with Facebook Messenger and allows you to utilize templates and to build messenger bots, right? To reach out to your audience. And then the other cool thing that it does is that you can also contact people with you can get them to opt in with their phone number and their email, and you can send emails to ManyChat and to all of your Messenger subscribers. And then you can also send texts to them if you choose to do that. You don't have to do those things. Those are a part of a paid plan. But for the free plan, you can get people to interact with you. You can send them messages. You can send them quizzes. And then you can add them as subscribers and get their emails and take those emails and put them in. So Douglas, the question I have for you, you wake up in the morning and you've got all these people bored, checking out Facebook, clicking on your stuff and answering all your questions, having conversations with what they think is you, right? Most of them don't even realize it's a bot. And you get back and you have all this data and people say, oh, well, I'm interested in this, or I have a problem with this aspect of this product or whatever. Well, you got 500 different conversations there. How do you take all that data and put it into something you can use? Does ManyChat do that for you?
Yeah. I mean, the way that we use it specifically is that you can segment those people based off of what they answered, and you can stick them, like, I usually like to stick them on like a spreadsheet. Like you connect it with Google Drive, so it's really easy. There's like a few clicks of a button, pretty much. And then you, like, obviously, you first have to make sure that you connect Google Drive and ManyChat, which is really, really easy. And then at that point, you're just saying, like, hey, if they answer number one, you could technically, if you want to, you could stick all of those answers into a spreadsheet. You could segment them out, like, if you want all of the answers on the same spreadsheet, but say in different tabs. Like, there's really, like, the great thing about ManyChat is that, like, it's kind of like it's up to your imagination in terms of how you want to do it. So, like, if there's something you think you want to do, the odds are you could probably do something like it in ManyChat. So, like, say like, the example of, like, there's 4 basic pain points that my customer has. And I'm going to take them through what's called a flow, where you've got, like, a messenger sequence that you're taking someone. And they answer, like, answer one, then that's going to go into a specific thing in my Google Sheet, or answer two is going to go to another one. So then now I can look at all that data and see, like, and this is where you configure it however you want, whatever makes it easier for you to, like, look at the data. I know everyone's different, but, like, so I'll do it usually on the same spreadsheet where, like, I'll see, like, which ones, what answers did they give more of? Are there any, like, I'll usually have something like a something else if it's not something that I know for sure, like maybe there's 3 answers that I think are the answer for what their biggest problems are, but I don't know, or I'm learning about the customer, then I'll ask them, like, is there something I'm not saying that's an answer? And then from there, the great thing about ManyChat is you can have, it's called like a user input, where you can take, they can basically just type out whatever their answer is, and it's gonna get mapped over to, in this example, like a Google Sheet. So now you can, like ask your ideal customer, the people that you're hopefully going to have buy from you, exactly what problems they're having, and they'll tell you, right? I mean, like what kind of business can you do something like that, like other than this, right? Where you're not just guessing anymore. You're actually just asking them basically, like, what can I help you with? And they're going to tell you, and you're not guessing anymore. You actually have like solid data to help you. So it's really cool.
And you're also establishing trust at the same time. I think so many businesses struggle with, you know, they run a Facebook ad and they try to sell their product, and they have to sell it at, you know, 80% off just to get buys, because people are so used to being sold to now, and especially on Facebook, they're looking for a deal because they're not going to leave their feed otherwise. But if you've just spent the time to get to know them and listen to their problems and offer some solutions, maybe give some great content, whatever, and then you offer them a deal on one of your products, it doesn't have to be 80% off anymore. You know, you could even get a lot of full price buys. How have you found that to be?
Oh, big time. Yeah. It's one of the key strategies that I basically learned in terms of like when I was learning about marketing in general, is like, if you look at it, honestly, from the Amazon side, a lot of what people do is basically they try and launch with that 80, 90% off. Obviously now it's more like 70 or 80 with the rule changes, but they'll try and do that as like their big way of getting sales, right? But it, like the way that I like to do it is the way you're talking about, like actually when you have a conversation with them, when you learn about them, when you know your ideal customer, when you're giving actual value, like you've created a brand that's not just a commodity. Like you're not competing on price then. You can be the premium product. You can be selling at a higher price point than everybody else, and still make sales and build those raving fans. And if you do it obviously this way, the great thing that is the big thing that I was going for was it's not Amazon's customer at that point either. So you're the one that's driving traffic. If you want to launch the product on Amazon and get that rank and all of that other stuff, you can. But now you can take them around wherever you want. They're your customer. It's just you're using the Amazon platform if you choose to. So yeah, definitely, I would really agree with that in terms of like it's a way to make your brand different from everybody else that's out there.
It helps Amazon just be the sales channel that it is instead of your entire business. Yeah. So I love that. It's such a great way to engage with people on Facebook, and especially now. What would you say for the people who have a customer base that maybe isn't Facebook centric?
I think it depends obviously on the brand. I mean, if you're I look at the demographics a lot of the time too. I'll say that our ideal customer hangs on Facebook. They're like, I know from the data they are. I know specifically with Instagram, that's also connected with Facebook, so you could still probably make something like that work. Even if you're not technically going with Facebook side, because for whatever reason your ideal customer doesn't hang out there, I would still say you can make use of chatbots, because you can stick it on your website as like a pop-up tool, and at that point you can still get that customer information. Like it's one of the things I always tell people whenever they're getting started, like a really simple win to get started, just so you can have that conversation with your customers, like set up a contact us form just on your website through Facebook if you have that, and you can now start to have that conversation with them like we were talking about. And you can also in a lot of ways like get them to opt into your list, and now you can figure out more ways to help them. So yeah, I mean, there's always going to be those people that don't, for whatever reason, don't have a need for Facebook with their ideal customer, but there's still really good uses for it. And like the other great thing you were talking about a little earlier is the way that chatbots are right now is that you can also collect their email and their SMS. So you can send all of that stuff in one place. So if you can get them, then you can now be omnipresent and you can talk to them through like many different ways. And ultimately that's what leads people to buy a lot. They start to see your brand is everywhere. And they're like, why am I seeing them? Like I saw them like four or five different places, and what's going on? And they start to associate you as the authority with whatever it is your niche is and your product is, right? So, I mean, that's going to help you, regardless of your niche, that's ultimately going to help your brand.
So you built up, to take a step back of kind of your journey with chatbots, you built up this list by utilizing some of these techniques we've talked about, and now you've got 20,000 subscribers, and you're getting daily sales. You used Amazon as your sales channel initially. And what did you do after that? Are you continuing to sell on Amazon? Are you now, have you moved that over to your own website? Are you still selling on Amazon? What's going on?
Yep. So, I'll fully say, like, I'll fully admit when I started, like when the product launched, like I had all these people on my list, and I think I split my focus a little bit too much. Like I thought, oh, I can do them both at the same time. I can sell on my own website and I can sell on Amazon. And it was working okay, but it wasn't really working as much as I would have liked. So I noticed that the whole idea of you need to focus all of your time on the one big thing that's going to make a big difference in your business, right? So I quickly figured that out and decided, all right, I know that there's many ways to do it, but I know for me, I usually suggest go the Amazon route first because they have that traffic. And if you're already bringing external traffic as well on top of that, then if you're running, say, PPC and all of the other stuff that people usually recommend when you're launching, then you're going to start to build up your products like to hopefully that bestseller rank. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go that route. And I've already got these 20,000 people. I've already already have a specific plan in terms of the Amazon side. So I went in all in on that side. And then once I had the Amazon product that was doing really well, I started to put more of my focus on the Shopify side. So I still do sell on Amazon. It's not as much of my focus anymore. It's more of like, hey, we have sales coming in. And I'm spending a lot more of my time at this point on what can I do on the Shopify side of things, where, and other platforms, obviously, where I can take more and more customers and then just point them with whatever direction I want. So I'm still selling on both, but Amazon is great, like at this point, because it gives me a lot of sales, but it's also great because I don't have to stress about it anymore. Like if something happens like tomorrow, I'm not going to be worried, like, what am I going to do anymore? I've got stuff on Shopify and on other channels as well.
Yep. I love that. That's so important. I know people get overwhelmed with feeling like they have to build out their website. They have to build out Amazon. They have to build a social media presence. And I always tell people, you know, just, it's fine. Just get your product started on Amazon, build your assets and, you know, your social media assets, make sure you own your alias across all the social media platforms. Do just a basic website to get started. I mean, I think everyone should have a website. You know, you really, with Shopify, you really have no excuse not to have a website. It's so easy to do, right? It's very plug and play. There's so much free content out there. They have all these tutorials. So, you know, I'm a WordPress user myself. I use WooCommerce, but I started on Shopify and yeah, there's no reason not to give it a try and at least build yourself a landing page. But I feel really people get overwhelmed because they feel like, oh my gosh, I can't learn Facebook and I can't learn Instagram and my website and Amazon. And you really don't have to. You just have to have those and then build them out one at a time. So in your case, you started with planning your launch on Amazon and you were already kind of selling some other things too on Amazon. And then you start building this brand on Facebook with your chatbots and you're just building this one channel. You know, you weren't focused yet on your website that much, right? You're just really, okay, well, what can I do with ManyChat? What can I do building this list? How can I interact with people, get more sales on Amazon? And then after that, you realize, wow, I have this really cool asset. Now I can build out, I can start playing around with pointing people away from Amazon, maybe a little bit to my website, see how that goes. You know, and if Amazon shuts you down, it's okay. You know, you've got this really great list. You have that. And that's what I always tell people, just build one thing at a time. Don't focus so much on trying to do everything because you'll never do it well, right? I put my products on eBay and I used to sell on eBay a long time ago, never had a good experience with it, but you know, I put them on eBay and they didn't sell. And I had friends that were doing so well on eBay. And I'm like, how are you doing that? And I'm reaching out to them, trying to understand. And I learned that just like any other channel, it has its own quirks. It has its own things that you have to work. It takes time. It takes effort. So, you know, just like Douglas did here, take your time to learn it. So I would love to hear what you're doing now. So you're selling on Amazon, Shopify. Are you helping other people with chatbots? Have you gotten into the service-based industry?
Yeah, I definitely have been helping some people out just in terms of I've definitely had like a lot of friends come up to me that have been stressed out about the same issues that I had. Like I had those sleepless nights like all the time about what am I going to do basically. I've helped a lot of friends in terms of that aspect. I know we've taken on a few clients here and there to try and help them on the Messenger side as well. It's not a huge focus in terms of that part of it, but definitely done a little bit of that here and there just to help people out. I've always been one that's like, I know how it was when I was trying to learn stuff, and I'm always still trying to learn stuff. So I try and help people if they have questions or anything that come up, because I mean, like I know that you get busier and busier as you get more experience with whatever it is that you're doing. And it's harder to make time sometimes, but like, I know when I was starting, like if there was somebody that was like at a certain level that would take the time to talk to me, I felt like that person was awesome and I learned so much and I just remember what that felt like when someone would take the time. So I always, like, if I can, I always want to, like, if somebody's reaching out to me with a question, like, what can I do to help you? I mean, like, that's one of the things that I assume, you know, like with Ron Hirschhorn, he's great with this. Like in terms of like, you have questions and he takes time, like he's selling millions and millions of dollars every year. He's got like a huge brand, like probably many huge brands at this point, but he still takes time because he understands what that's like for people that are still trying to understand. That's one of the things I'm trying to do as much as I can. Obviously, there's always times that you're going to be busy with stuff. You just don't have the time. But if I can, that's what I try and do as much as I can to like help people. Because I mean, ultimately at the end of the day, obviously, yes, I want to make money. Like that's why you're in this, right? You want to have a profitable business where you can, I don't think you want to say live the fuck lifestyle. That's kind of a really bad thing to say, but you want
to reach your goals, right? I mean, whatever your goals are, everybody always has a different Lamborghini. That's not my Lamborghini, but you know, my Lamborghini is a beach house. That's my Lamborghini. So,
so like whatever it is that you're trying to do, like you have a reason for it. And I know for me, yes, I want to make money, but, I know that on my end, I feel really good when I can help people. Like it's one of the things that I've shifted a lot. That's really helped my mindset as well in terms of like getting out some of the funks that I've had. Cause I'll fully admit I've had a lot of funks with my mindset over the years. And I'll say selfishly, I feel really good when I help somebody with whatever their problems are. So yeah, yes, they feel great, but I'll say like, I feel great. So like to be able to help somebody learn like, hey, this is how you put together a chatbot. This is how you connect email and do that and set up the SMS and these are the types of things you want to do when you're setting up your website or something like that. I mean, it feels really great. And to see them like get their first subscriber or their first sale or something like that away from Amazon is ultimately like what like really gives me a lot of like satisfaction. And that's what I love about this. I mean,
like, so how do you recommend that people get started building their brand off of Amazon?
Yeah. So like I said, the easiest way, just like today, something you can start like immediately is just set up the stuff. Like I was saying, like contact us just so you can start that conversation. In terms of the marketing side, which is what I really look at, because like chatbots are great, but they're just a tool. Like I always come up with a strategy to use them ahead of time. And specifically, it's always going to change on Messenger, on email, any place you're going to go. So when you're getting started, I always come back to the three foundational pieces that are going to make or break your company, and knowing your ideal customer, knowing your brand values, and knowing your competitors and what they do and what you can do better. So when you're starting, like even if you're a brand that's been selling on Amazon for a while and doing well, but you want to make that transition over where you're owning the customer, I start with all of that. And I go as deep as I can on all of those things where it informs where I'm going to try and find my ideal customer. Like I'll start to do that research. It informs in terms of while I'm doing the research, I can find some of the big problems that they're having. Like you're doing all of this research and you're taking the time to do things that nobody else is doing. So now you can align a lot more with who they are and how you can best serve them. And because ultimately at the end of the day, anything we're doing with business is all about helping solving someone's problems. That's all we're doing. So like once you've identified that these are the big problems that they're having, then I'm just going to look at my brand and figure out like, what can I do to help them? And that's the type of products I'm going to carry. So it just helps you like to connect with the customer better. It helps you in terms of new products that you can launch. I mean, I would say like start with that first of all, like spend as much time as you can on those three aspects. And then from there, everything else is honestly pretty simple. I mean, once you know who your ideal customer is, once you have a specific set of brand values that make you stand out from everybody else, you can start to have a strategy of what you want to do with messenger bots. And how do you want your emails to be, like if you're going to do a nurture sequence or something, or like what do you guys do that your competitors don't? Like how are you going to take advantage of all of that stuff as you talk to them? Because that part, like, yes, it takes a lot of iterations to get right, but it's not that complicated. I mean, as long as you've done that great research at the beginning and you have a solid foundation, then you're gonna, there's no telling where you can go. Like you're gonna have a brand that nobody can mess with at that point. So that's how I would start. So.
Love that. Yeah. I always tell people, identify your customer's problem or need and how you uniquely solve it. And then tell them what their life looks like after they started working with you. So it's a simple formula that helps you really lock that in. That's awesome. So tell us, before we end here, what is keeping you motivated right now? Do you have any books, any podcasts that you've been listening to? What's keeping you going?
Yeah. So I read a lot at this point. Like I will say, like probably before this year or so, like I was a person that hated to read. I would hear like how like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and all those people will read like 50 to 100 books a year. And they're reading like 6 hours a day. I think Warren Buffett does. And it's like, I couldn't imagine myself doing that. But in the last year or so, I've really gotten excited by it. Like and from that, I mean, like I've learned so much in terms of my mindset. It's helped me transform a lot of things. Some of the books that I've really, really liked now are in terms of the self-help stuff, where Psycho-Cybernetics is great. Miracle Morning has helped me a lot in terms of changing my mindset around a lot. There was a time where I would basically during the day be like curled up in a ball when I'm supposed to be working or pretending to work because I felt like that's what I'm supposed to do. But Miracle Morning helped me a lot with getting my day off on the right start in terms of it only takes like possibly 10 minutes and then it can be done. That's a great one. In terms of on the sales side and in terms of basically your plan, The One Thing by Gary Keller is great. And The Ultimate Sales Machine by Chet Holmes were awesome. Just in terms of like, I kind of combined them. Like one of my mentors, Brian Bowman, gave me this great approach where it helps you to get more important things done every day. Now I know, like at the end of every day, I'm going to take 5 or 10 minutes and figure out what is the big thing that needs to get done for me to make really big progress in my business. And that's based off of The One Thing. And then I take The Ultimate Sales Machine, where they talk about the important non-urgent things that you can do every day to really make growth in your business. So I prioritize those based off of what the big thing is I want. Then I'm going to spend like 3 to 5 hours on a day. And then I'm going to go down the list of like 5 other things that I need to accomplish that day. So just by doing that every day and getting my mind right every morning, I know that like I have this goal in mind of where I want to get to and the person that I need to be. Just by doing that every day, I'm going to make huge progress. I know that there's nothing else that's holding me back at this point. That's going to get me there. So I definitely recommend those books as a starting point. Like they are amazing for everything that I've gone through and helped out with. So
love it. So I wrote it down, The Miracle Morning, The One Thing, and The Sales Machine. Awesome. All right. Well, I think that's it. Let's end this talk. I had a great time talking to you today, learning about, you know, kind of your journey with this whole thing. We share a lot of commonalities in terms of how both of us got started and, you know, and wanting to bring something unique to market, but also having that experience of just kind of flailing along in other areas. And so it's a lot of fun. Chatbots is something I've wanted to really get into. I've gotten started. I've got my contact us up already. And, you know, I've got some of that built out. But I know daily I'm answering messages from customers, both in my private label business and in my consulting firm. So I know that if I just build out some flows, those answers to those questions would be so much more effective and so much more automated. So love that. You've taught us a lot today. And I'm hoping that this will encourage everybody to get out there and just give it a try. I mean, even if it's just, hey, how you doing? And, you know, that initial contact us bot. Where can people contact you and what do they need to know about you?
All right. Well, thank you again so much for having me. I mean, it was a lot of fun. And so for anyone that's listening that wants to learn more about chatbots and marketing, they can contact me on Facebook at Douglas Levin for a free cheat sheet with the top 5 tips for taking full control over your e-commerce income. And I'm also working on a course that should be released soon. And you can follow my channel, Morning Marketing Machine, on YouTube and Instagram at Morning Marketing Machine. And if there's anything else I can do to help you, please feel free to reach out.
Awesome. Well, I love that you're doing a YouTube channel, Morning Marketing Machine. Yes. I love that name. You must be good at marketing. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for being here with us, Douglas. I know our listeners are going to love this episode. And thank you, listeners, for subscribing, reviewing, rating, and sticking with us and choosing us to be your amazing Amazon FBA Seller Roundtable podcast. All right, everyone, have a great day wherever you are, and we will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com and amazingathome.com.